B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
He is Jason Stark on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Jason Stark.
Hey, Mike. I should remind you the Phillies actually have won one in a or lost one in a row because they did win Monday on those Reese Hoskins homers.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm actually thinking
two whole runs and two whole.
Yeah,
runs.
I'm actually thinking they're going to lose 2-3 to the Cardinals. It's a 4-game series. Let's just share. All right. So I don't know. I guess I'm confused because this team has not stood out to me in any kind of a way yet, and nor has the division. So I'm thinking that this division is a lot worse than we thought, and so therefore the Phillies with mediocrity will still be in play here, and that's what they are. Are they not mediocre right now?
I would say that's a fair description. You know, you're looking at a division where no teams have a winning record, and one team has a positive run differential. You know which team that is?
What?
That would be your Miami Marlins.
Well,
so just as we all expected, this is a powerhouse.
Yeah. Did we overrate this division, or is this just early season nonsense?
I mean, April in the Northeast, it's sometimes hard to know what to make of anything. But I would say, yeah, I would say that the flaws of all these teams have really shown up. Don't you think?
Yeah. So let's talk about the Phillies' flaws. And I can go into a number of areas. They're all pretty obvious. But what stands out to you mostly?
Well, it's hard to get past center field, right? When you got a position on the field where the whole group, a month into the season, is saying 0-93. I never heard of that. You know?
Yeah.
They're running out of people to run through here, so we've been talking about Odubel for months, you and me, and he's always been working, and here he is.
Yeah, he is, and I was disappointed by that, and I'm pretty well on the record for that. So here's the thing that has bothered me about this, Jason, is that they already made their decision that they, by not bringing him up north at the start, that, you know, they were kind of ambivalent about this whole situation. And only now that three other people failed do they go, well, we need the player now, so it's okay to bring him up. And I think that puts fans in a really bad position.
Well, he's a hard guy to root for. You know, he's not a guy that I could see myself rooting for. But there's a lot of layers to this. I know that the Phillies have talked to domestic violence groups about this. And, you know, those groups have advocated for second chances. I've also talked to a lot of people inside baseball, especially right after they formulated this domestic violence policy. And remember now, an important part of the policy was that these are real people with real lives, and the idea is to try to help them and the people around them to make something positive of those lives. So that is part of this. And then you have a situation where the guy, I mean, served his time, he served a suspension, he's been on his best behavior this year, he's still around. They never cut those ties, and now you bring in a new president of baseball ops, Dave Dombrowski. He has no history with the guy. He says we're paying him $10 million. Might as well invite him to spring training. Once you invite him, this always had a real chance to happen. You know, and all I can tell you is he's been talked to. There's going to be a very short rope. There's not going to be a lot of patience with him if he is not a good teammate. If he mails in at bats for a day or two, there has to be focus and energy and professionalism and attention to detail. It has to be every day or this will not work. But also, he'd better hit, and he hasn't.
Give me the layout on what – so they by rule, they cannot release him from this organization?
The rules this far down the line are a little complicated. Now, after a player gets suspended for a domestic violence situation, he can only be released for baseball reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't release him because of the domestic violence situation.
Okay.
They had an opportunity. You know, they've really distanced themselves from him as much as they possibly could for 2 years. Wasn't invited to big league spring training either year after this happened. Was never even invited to the alternate site last year. I mean, they could have said at the end of last year, we're releasing him. He hasn't been a good player for 3 years. You have to pay him, but you could have released him. But now, I'm not sure exactly what the situation is, but...
Well, let me ask you this. Considering that they tried Haseley, Quinn, Ammoniak already, and so they've said, like, he's not as good as these guys, is that not a legitimate baseball reason?
I think if he fails now, I mean, he's 0 for 6, and if he is 2 for 28 or something, like, that's a baseball reason.
But why wouldn't it be a baseball reason before?
Like, they could just... Been?
Yeah, why couldn't it have been a baseball
reason? He hasn't been a good play on a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, right after the suspension is over, if you release him, then it looks like you released him because of what happened off the field. But...
Yeah, but he did go through spring training. He went through a spring training, a semblance of spring training, and they said these other guys are better options. So isn't that a baseball reason?
They could have released him at the end of spring training. They could have.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's my problem. The problem is to be put in a position to root for a guy like this. The second chance thing is all well and good. And he, if he's released, can seek out a continuation of his profession. We have the history with the guy. Forget the Dave Dombrowski. Yeah. We have the history with the guy that he did this, and it's a reminder every day. And so you're now put in position where the seventh spot comes up, and you root for him to get a hit. And I don't think Philly fans should be put in that position.
They don't have to root for him. People can write. Bob Brookover wrote today. People should root for him.
Yeah.
Nobody has to root for the guy.
But it's hard not to. For instance, he's chasing down the final out of the game. Are you going to say miss it, miss it, miss it? You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Can you root for the team but not root for the person?
Well, he's part of the team that you're rooting for, though. You want him to catch that ball to end the game.
Well, you're right. Like, this is an extraordinarily uncomfortable situation. And it's not just fans, man. There's a lot of people with eyeballs on him who just don't fully trust him in any way. And I think some of those people are in his clubhouse. I mean, I've heard... Everybody says, "Oh, he's apologized. They're good with it now." What are they going to say?
Yeah,
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, I get you. I don't think the fact that teammates aren't really that comfortable, like some are not, to me, I that's another layer to this whole thing. But let me talk about a couple other positions that are worrying me and have worried me. Andrew McCutchen, you talked to a lot of scouts, and Andrew McCutchen has reached an age where, now you don't find many guys his age playing outfield. Some of them will DH, but are scouts saying that he's just hit the wall?
You know what? They're actually not. Here's what I've heard, and I agree with this. The data all reflects this. The quality of his at-bats, the strike-take decision-making, all really at a high level. Okay, and despite what you're hearing about how he can't move anymore, his sprint speed is actually among the league leaders. It wasn't last year, but it is this year. So maybe this has nothing to do with age. I know the Phillies have told me they think it's about swing mechanics, swing path. The guy's got a 58% ground ball rate and an 8% launch angle, and they don't bear any resemblance to any version of Andrew McCutchen ever. But it's a huge problem. Like their leadoff hitters, he's not leading off tonight, their leadoff hitters have scored 8 runs all year. The pitchers have scored 4. So at some point, he's got to fix it, or they're going to run out of patience.
Yeah, I see the timing off, and I see that his body doesn't appear to be in alignment. And I think that maybe that could be because it's older now and it's not as flexible. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. The Reese Hoskins thing is interesting in that he's slugging again, but he's not walking like he used to. So what was the change?
It's all good. You know, he's still patient. He's tied for 7th in the league in pitches per plate appearance. The reason he's not walking is he has completely redesigned his swing, and he's back to very close what he was when he first came up. So he's another guy. The swing take decisions, they're really not that much different than the past. He just makes so much more hard contact when he does swing instead of all the swing and miss or the foul balls we saw in the past. Like, there's just way less uppercut. There's way less launch, way less pull happy. And it shows. Like, there were times the last 2 years where it felt like the only time he hit a ball hard, he pulled it 50 feet foul. Now he's crushing the ball to all fields. So I don't think he's a guy who's made some conscious decision not to walk. It's just the decision making now is so much more geared to getting his pitch, whereas I think there were times in the past where it was just, I got to get on base somehow, and my best route is to walk.
Yeah, last guy I want to ask about is Bohm. He's slumping. He's frustrated. You can see it. I look at this guy, I think he should be turning on more balls. He loves to push the ball. Are they worried about this yet?
I think they're worried about how they can get him back to what he was last year, because he's another guy with a completely different swing, but in the wrong way. You know, he used to have an incredibly smooth, level swing. He could let the ball travel, and it allowed him to see pitches, recognize pitches, hit them the other way, not, you know, just be very smooth, slow, comfortable. That's not what you see now. Hitting's hard. It's never been harder. And pitchers will just chew you up when your swing's off. That's happening across the sport. But this is not the same swing that he had last year. And they just got to look at video and work and get him back to that. I don't think last year was the fluke, because that's what he had been all the way coming up. But hitting's hard, man. Baseball's hard.
All right, we shall see what happens. I like the decision they made. Spencer Howard, they think, okay, you're going to be a starter. I think that was necessary. So how many innings does he need in Lehigh Valley to actually join this rotation? What do you think will happen there?
Yeah, to be determined. They're going to stretch him out to start, but it's not to start and go 7, I'll tell you that. You know, and so if they get him up to even 75 pitches, he could start here and go 4 innings.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to give Anderson, Matt Moore, Vinny Velasquez a little more rope for now. But he's a difference maker in a way those guys aren't.
I can't wait to see the Matt Moore and Chase Anderson and Vinny Velasquez perform. So I can wait. All right, so before I let you go, are you confident that the Eagles get a good player in tomorrow's draft?
I'm not.
You're not confident either. You're Mr. Optimism. Come on.
My beer mug's always half full.
Yeah.
I've seen too much.
Oh, no. Jason's out. All right. Jason, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bye.
When Jason's out. Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.